Thank you for calling customer support. My name is O. How may I help you?
Good afternoon. I had just filled out a CVS survey, and it suggested that I had won a Dyson vacuum. So I filled out my credit card information, and what next popped up was a, let me quote you for it, something about keep a lookout for your sponsor's emails and log on credentials for your number one meal planning app.
Right. Okay.
Didn't see a bloody thing on there about a meal planning app. Nor do I need one or want one. And I'm not going to pay $60 for one either.
All right. So I definitely understand. I will be happy to assist. Can you provide me your zip code, please?
64080.
64080, is that correct?
Yes.
And can you provide me your first and last name, please?
Lord Woolsey.
And can you verify your shipping address, please?
720 Cardinal Street, Pleasant Hill, Missouri, 64080.
All right, thank you for that information. So that is correct. I do show you did sign up for our sweepstakes for a chance to win a Dyson vacuum. Of course, in the terms and conditions for the sweepstakes, it is explained by signing up. You would also be signing up for our meal plan, Bite Tub, which provides recipe guides to cut carbs and boost energy, and is priced at $59.89 a month. But I definitely understand that you're wanting to discontinue. We can possibly get you today set up with a discounted rate of $20 a month. Would you possibly be interested?
No, I've been to the gym many times, and I'm not one of those that put on muscle mass. Never have.
All right. So I definitely understand, sir. Here's what I'll do. I'm going to go ahead and cancel the account. That goes in effect immediately. Just a moment. All right, so the account has been canceled. That goes in effect immediately. If you have a pen or pencil, I can provide you with the confirmation for the cancellation. Let me know when you're ready.
Proceed.
All right, C as in cancel, 920-456-853. Again, that's going to be C920-456-853. As a recap, everything has been canceled, and you have the confirmation for that as well.
Okay. I don't know how long it's going to take to hit my credit card. Probably most instantly, if you debit it out of there, how long is it going to take to put it back in there?
So cancellations do not cancel out charges that have been received. But what I can do, I can offer a courtesy refund because the charge is valid based on the terms and conditions agreed upon. We can offer a courtesy refund of 75%, and that, of course, will reflect back to your bank account within an estimated 3 to 5 business days.
And 75% of my $60?
75% of the $59.89, correct?
I'm sorry, I was rounding up. Why just 75%?
Because it's a valid charge. So this is a courtesy. It's not a full refund provided. So that's why we're only offering 75%.
Since it happened just minutes ago, why is it not possible to get a full refund?
So what I can offer this time is going to be a $55 refund, estimated time frame, 3 to 5 business days.
Well, this is settling well, and is this your usual modus operandi? What is the other 15% going to?
We're giving you almost a full refund. We're doing a $55 refund. The initial charge is $59.89. So there is a $5 non-refundable setup fee, which is why there's $5 taken off of the amount.
$5 setup fee, which I called and within 90 seconds got a hold of you. And so I'm being charged $5 for talking to you, basically.
No, it's for the account being set up. So we do charge a convenience fee of setting up the account for you today. It's going to be $5. So what I'll do is waive it for you. Full refund submitted. 3 to 5 business days is the estimated time frame.
I greatly appreciate that.
You're welcome. And just to make sure we addressed all concerns, is there any other questions or concerns that you have at this time?
No, I've got your number in my phone. I appreciate it. Thank you, man.